fireworks. Bam! Shoo! Ah! Whoa! What a trip that was! That was one heck of a slide! Woo! I feel like I just ran through every dimension and every universe, every galaxy, and every known moment. Down! Oh, whoa! What's this? Black goopy stuff. Ooh, I don't know if I want to go through the gear, but I'm kind of like in this wormhole thing, this tunnel shaft, and I'm trying to look back up, and I don't see the light. It's gone. There doesn't seem to be anything up there. Nothing. I'm stuck in this tube. And the only thing that's light, it seems to be coming from me. It's this radiant, glowing. Wow, I didn't know I was this beautiful. Wow. Oh, what's this goopy black stuff? Well, I guess I'll just have to hold myself together. Pull my sparkly self in. Hold myself really tight. Ooh, I don't want to go through here, but I have no choice. Ugh. Just wants to stick to me. I don't want it to stick to me. Ooh, get away from me. Ugh. Maybe if I get all the way through, there'll be something better on the other side. Ugh. That was just gross. Well, not quite as sparkly as I used to be. I was beautiful. That moment sliding down. Oh, that was like the best trip I've ever had. And now, I kind of feel like I'm in a balloon, floating around. Yep. There's all this watery stuff. It's kind of pushing me from side to side, rocking me around. It's taking my perfection. Yes. Yes. Between the goopy stuff I just went through and now this mucky, warm, watery stuff. It's kind of bobbing around. Hey, now you're rocking and rolling me a little too much. Think I better hang on here. Yep, I think I'll just kind of put lock myself in. I make a safety cord here. I can hear stuff. Maybe I'll make this cord just a little thicker and a little stronger. I can hear this rhythm. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Oh, I like that rhythm. Yes. That makes me go boom, boom. Boom, boom. I'm going to echo that rhythm. Maybe that's a way of communicating. You see, I haven't got a faintest clue where I am or how the heck I actually got here. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, now I can hear things talking. It's like a language. Yes, and every time there's this echoing wave of noise, that rhythm, boom, 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 it changes. Sometimes it goes boom, 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 boom. And other times it goes boom, 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 boom. Oh, it's kind of like a meter. It tells me that there's stuff going on, shifts, changes, things I can't quite hear. I spent some time in here. It's getting kind of cramped. I like to stretch out. Yes. I've been in here a while. I've formed a pretty intimate partnership. Yes. It's like I'm a small body inside, I don't know where, a larger body. But I tend to float around a lot. And I keep hearing these noises and these harmonic sensations of how I should feel. And now I hear and understand there's language. Language. I understand that they're talking about me. They're aware I'm here. They want me to be perfect. They're so proud of me. They already love me. Yeah. But wait a minute. They don't know who I am, so how can they love me? They don't know what I am, so how can they love me? They want me to be a little boy. But I'm a little girl. That's not cool. How do I get through life if I'm a little girl? And they want me to be a little boy. This is not good. I don't know how to do this. You see, I know that I'm going to have to leave this place really soon. Yes, how do I cope? Because I need for this body who's given me life in a safe place to love me and nurture me. Yes, and I hear this strong voice. I recognize that as the protector, the other body, the one who's going to look after me when things get rough. And I need to understand how to make these parts of me, because I know they sparkle inside just like I do. How do I get them to accept me and to want to look after me? Because I am here to help and to fulfill and to make things easy. But I'm stuck in here covered with this black twisty goo. And I'm not as radiant as I used to be. And now they're telling me I need to be a little boy. And I need to have all my fingers and toes. And I need to be healthy. And I need to be able to go out there and take on the role of my father and replace his desires and dreams, the ones that I get a sense that he will never achieve, his disappointment. But I'm a little girl. Maybe, just maybe, I can play a game. I can play a game. When I get pushed out of where I am right now, I will pretend. Yes, I will be a little boy. And from now on, the little girl in me, well, she'll be there. She'll be there. But I need to be a little boy. Because if I am a little boy, then my father will love me. And I'll go out and play football with him and baseball, and we'll go fishing, and maybe he'll teach me how to climb a tree. And my mother, maybe if I act like a little boy, she'll love me because she'll see that I want to make my dad happy. And she'll love and nurture me as a little boy. There's a lot of pressure going on here. My head is pushing. It's pushing. Ouch. I move outward. Oh, man. I'm having like a migraine headache going on here. This is like going through a vice grip. Whoa. It's really tight. My shoulders don't want to move. Got to squeak and wiggle around a bit. Yes, my head's out. I can't see. It's too bright out here. There's more squish. Yes, and splush. Yeah. Oh, hey. What's going on? I'm wrapped up. I'm moving. I'm in this really sparkly world. Everything's really bright, and I can't see. Oh, Feel that. Oh, I feel this tingly sensation, a burning feeling in my lungs. Oh, I can breathe. I can breathe. But I can't hear that boom, 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 the second echo of my life, because only now I can hear the boom, boom of me. And right now, my boom, boom is just going boom, 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 because I'm getting really scared. Would somebody please send me to the place where I've heard a voice that's friendly? And maybe I'll find my mother. And maybe she will hold me and love me as I take this journey and become a little boy in a girl's body. To be born is a gift. And to be here to listen to Isologic Radio is a step into a direction of self-realization. I'm your host, Patricia Cleveland. And just by getting you to say, I invite you in to finding something out about yourself, nature, and the way animals tend to signal and share and try to give us information that might give us clues on how to step further outside of the box, how to understand that maybe we aren't the smartest things on earth. And to be smart, to be pure in the connection, the understanding, the interpretation, means that we have to acknowledge a bit of ourselves that doesn't quite fit in the physical. And by acknowledging that, we move into understanding how to share and communicate with animals. Because you see, when an animal is born, he has the same effect, except he comes through the birth canal with his legs extended in front of him and his head is cradled between his knees. And there's a great squeezing pressure, the same that's exposed to our bodies. And it twists the shoulders and it crushes the rib cages and sometimes it dislocates and changes the position of the chest and the back and the neck and how we carry our heads. And even as we stand up and learn how to walk, we discover that our hips aren't quite in the right place. And when a horse stands for the first time, it's kind of like, whoa, head rush, man. I didn't know I had like two legs. And they stand up and they kind of like unfold. Kind of like unfolding a card table for the first time. How far do we dare to stretch those legs and feel the straightening of the joint? And you might straighten up, his shoulder, maybe his ankle. But when he gets to his knees, that foal will crash down to the ground going, damn, it's a real twisted world I landed in. I guess I got to get up and try this again because this laying on the ground ain't going to get me anywhere. And so the foal will fill his lungs with air and feel the burning dryness. The moisture that was once there is gone. The imprinting of water, the knowledge from his mother, will now move deeper into his cell structure and the essence of who he is. And he breathes in and he fills up, and once again he will pull himself up. He'll use and extend his neck like a huge lever, pulling his weight forward, and boop, up he'll get. And he'll teeter, kind of like a drunk. Not sure where to go. How do we walk? Hey, I was pretty cool when I discovered I got two legs. But man, there's some other stuff Because, like, when I try to move my front legs, there's these weird things way back behind me. They're trying to follow, and I don't quite... Whoa! Suddenly, there's a realization that there's not just two legs, but there's four. I have four. I can jump up and down. Without understanding that the world is not as buoyant as a trampoline inside his mother's womb. That foal will spring and jump and expect the reflex of water under his feet. And it won't be there. And there's no spring and bounce when he lands on the ground. And his little legs will be going, what? What? We actually have to take and distribute your weight and try and hold you up? Ah, forget that. I think it's much safer to lay down. And so the foal will collapse on the ground and lift its head up and be elegant and quite satisfied and self-aware. Because in that moment, his inner child realizes that he has arrived. He's perfect in every way, except he's imprinted. He's gone down that sparkling slide and gone through the goopy stuff. The stuff that says, hey, welcome to a twisted world. Let me slow down how your spiritual essence spins. I'll make you lopsided, because this world is twisting and lopsided. And when your energy is twisted and lopsided, your physical form has no other choice but to follow the shape of the twisted power of spin. And as the foal lays there, contemplating his next move, the reality of life in physical form starts to fade, the impression of perfection. Foal doesn't know he's not perfect. The dog is perfectly fine. That is until they meet us. And then in our wisdom, in the essence of who we are, for some reason, we pass judgment. We say a word. Oh, it's a girl. I love her. She's perfectly healthy. Yes, we will love this child. Oh, it's a dog. And look at how cute his little head is. Well, actually, his head isn't that little. It's actually the biggest thing on his body. Look at the size of his paws. He's going to be huge. I don't want a big dog. Laying in the stall, in the golden sheaths of wheat straw, a foal will make his way up to his feet once again. And he will stand there and he'll take a breath and he'll fill out his body. And the owner will stand there and judge him. Do his toes point the same direction? Are his knees twisted? How does his neck join into his body? Is his back straight? Are his rib cage, does it lie even, or does it bulge to one side? Is this a perfect horse? In all of our search, in all of the creations, in all of the spiritual energy that comes and takes form in the bodies of our animals and ourselves, the judgment, imprinting, the casting of a spell locks us into believing that the form we take is permanent, that there is nothing we can do but take on the judgment of the imperfections of the world that runs lopsided and twists. And yet, in our cellular self, in that glowing, sparkling place of the inner child, perfection exists. We're perfect until we surrender, until we say, hey, I think I heard something while I was in my mother's womb, and I think I really need to try to get along and work because I'm merging into a strange culture with language I don't understand and traditions that totally baffle me. And so I need to do the best I can and deny my truth, deny myself so that I can conform, so that I can please, so that I can carry on the traditions of the quests and the goals and the dreams of my parents, the ones that have never been achieved. And at that moment, you sit in your chair and you take a breath and you go, I would like to get lost inside and never come back. Take a breath and say, I'm going to take a break, recenter, and see how we can address some of the issues going on with both ourselves and the animals we love.
It can happen to you. It can happen to me. It can happen to
open your eyes. Take a deep breath and look around. What does it feel like? Is it bouncing? Is there voices? Oh my gosh, gotta go pay this bill. Oh, I gotta go to work. I gotta deal with all those people that live in boxes, cubicles, cars, houses, grocery stores, boxed food, boxes on top of boxes. And when it comes right down to it, how do you believe? What do you think? Well, I might challenge you a little bit, because that's what my job is. This is Isologic Radio, and I'm your host, Patricia Cleveland. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can reach out and find me at bhpcleveland@gmail.com, because I'm here to challenge you. And for those who are in the box and wanting to get out of the box, those of you who have animals that love you and reflect the issues of the spell of judgment, maybe there's options that we need to consider. Maybe there's a pathway, and it's not outside. It's not going to be found by throwing your energy, your concern, your stress, your fear onto somebody else. It's not like you need to go to the party and tell everybody, hey, I just had the worst year of my life. Instead of doing that, why don't you take the time to say, hey, if I sit down and actually look at all the miserable things that happened, maybe in there there's a hint, there's a clue. Maybe all of that stuff, that negative stuff, is just demonstrating the ignorance, my inability to listen, my inability to take on and learn the language of the body and its essence, its power. Yes, take and sit down and feel your body and look at your pain, wherever, whatever, whether it's emotional or physical, because it all comes from somewhere else. And you see, you have the choice to make it positive If your dog is sick, don't worry. It's progression. It's life. And it's hard because you embed your love into that animal. Perfect or imperfect, you have reflected the perfection of the love that you are missing. Not from your relationship with other people, but your relationship with yourself. You see, when you step away, when you get brave enough to move past the, oh, I love everybody, I'm going to send my love and my light outwards. When you move past a level of spreading your emotions to actually being the emotion, holding the power and the essence and the vibration so that it shakes loose those little hints of giving and surrendering who you were at the point of birth. Or it shakes loose some of the trauma, some of the judgment, the imperfections of stress that other people dump on you because they don't want to deal with it. That negative conversation that you were just about to take to the Christmas party. If you become the power of the emotion, you can control how it is transformed. And you see, when you're born and you come into the physical body, you have that essence, you have that strength. Animal has that perfection. And if everything arrives in this form, in this physical body, as trapped, perfect energy, well then who's to say it's still not perfect? The thing or the being that decided to imprint onto man's ego the permission to cast a spell. The spell of judgment, fear, and guilt. And those things are what hold people down and keep you trapped in the box. Afraid to let your inner child out and let it run and play. And let it acknowledge, regardless of how crooked the spacesuit is, that you're perfect. You harmonize with the power to be the energy of everything that is around you. And you see, if you buy in to the elephant trainer and you choose to accept all the spells and all the magic, all the manipulations, all the artificial things, then you choose to surrender and bear witness to the game of that dark, gooky thing that happened to be in the channel that your essence traveled through to come into this spinning, distorted world on Earth. Be the energy. Feel the emotion. And you will go, oh yeah, that's all cool. How do I feel the emotion? Well, start relaxing. And whether the noises and the voices and the stress and the atmosphere just say, hey, guess what? You can't do it, not happening. Guess what? Take and pull a cord from the back of your skull where it joins into the top of your spine. And take it and make it a beautiful ribbon. just close your eyes and imagine. And take that ribbon and let it arch, a beautiful arch, down behind you and into the back of your heart chakra. And let your heart open up and receive the voices. And they'll dance around. They go, "What, man? You're going to imagine you're going to put an archway down your heart like a rainbow? And what is that going to do?" And just tell yourself, believe in yourself. Be still in your heart. And when you can just be still, ask the heart to take in that energy, the voices. And they may go screaming, kicking, and yelling. But just let them go. Let them get sucked down like a straw. And the heart is this beautiful vortex, like a vacuum. Sucking in, pulling down all that magical spell from the voices outside of who you are. And then at the same time, from your creative source and your primary source, so at the base of your spine, create another arch, a beautiful rainbow, a silver thread, and let it arch and roll up your spine and in again to tie into your heart chakra. And as this happens, let the judgment of your body, the imperfection of your form, it doesn't matter if you're heavy or you're crooked or you have complaints. It doesn't matter who you are. Let all the judgment, all the things that are stuck in your joints, the pain, maybe the fungus, bacteria, let it go up into your heart. Let your heart suck it in. And let it merge in the spiraling voices, the magic from the magician outside. And let it twist and shatter against each other. And as it does, tell yourself you love so deep down the essence, the sparkling child. And hold it. And feel it. And let the power released from the magician's spell radiate through your chest. Let it fill up and glow and reach out beyond the essence of the physical. Let it fill out every energy system in your body. Whether you use the Hara line, whether you use chakras, whether you use the seven layers of souls, whether you are in the third dimension, the sixth or the twelfth, let this energy, the emotion, the power, the essence roll through every moment, every sparkle, twinkle, every particle of who you are. And this is how you feel the emotion and transmute the negatives, the limitations, the boundaries, the bindings, the conformity of the box. And this is where you liberate and you expand. And from this place, this is where you create. This is where your inner child comes to play, because your radiance welcomes the inner child and says, "Hey, guess what? You can come out here and play. It's safe. I can't judge you here." Oh, and how do you want to feel? And how do you want that feeling to be reflected? And look at your dog. And take and release your judgment of the dog. And in your mind's eye, whether it's your cat or your dog or even your fish, do the same thing for them. Connect a cord from the base of their skull to just between their shoulder blades And imagine that line turning into this beautiful, radiant rainbow. And it fills in and goes through their heart. And do the same for at the base of the tail. And let a beautiful thread twist and merge and move upwards and go into their heart. And as you do this, just take a sparkle of who you are and drop it down between the shoulders and let it go into the heart of the animal and give it permission to release all the imprints, all the shadows, all the reflections of the negative things that they've experienced, all the witnessing they have done, all the pain that they take on and wait to run across the field to discharge. Give your animal the permission to empower himself to control not his fear, not his pain, but to control the energy of all emotion. And to still and ground his heart energy and let it spread out around his energy field. And give him permission to be who he should be. And in this moment of imperfection, acknowledge the perfection within the dog, within the cat. The perfection of being born. Who and what they are. And acknowledge that you understand that not everything that is physical defines who they are. And that you're aware of the plane, the essence of time that we can't really sense. Well, we can when we're outside of the box. That place of higher knowledge that they bring back to us. And they say, hey, you're missing the point here. I'm walking with a limp for a reason. It's not because I'm tired. And I'm not getting up to go to the door because, hey, I don't want to go outside and play. Or I carry my head off to the side just to look cute so you can take pictures. No. We're missing the hint, the clue of what can be done. Maybe you should start looking not with the eyes of in the box, but from outside of the box. And in your radiant state of feeling and being in control of the energy of your emotions, ask your hands to gently feel, don't touch, feel. The energy skin of the dog, the cat, the snake, the bird. Just take your hand and pretend you're a shadow running across its form. And give your hand permission to gently remove. Rest, take, and pluck off the places where there's heat or cold. And smooth it, pat it, like you were patting your pet. Smooth it. Make it round and soft. And again, drop a sparkle of your energy love. Fill up your dog. And take control of the energy that's in your heart. And heal yourself. And let go of the wounds of everybody around you. And just keep doing that. And let it run down and through you. and hold that, and I'll be right back. Say, time for a break.
It can happen to you. It can happen to me. It can happen to everyone eventually.
Are you centered? Are you empowered? Can you feel the energy? If you hold your hands up in front of you, can you feel this radiance, this powerball? This is the energy, the power of controlling and feeling and expanding and spreading. The manifested state of empowered emotions. We are the ability to create and transmute all the things we see in front of us. But we can't reach out and like, oh, I'm going to fix that person's attitude. No, can't do that. Because he's not willing to be fixed, especially by us, especially if he has an attitude about us. But what we can do is understand that that energy form, that thing that's reflecting back to us, that angry dog that says, hey man, touch my shoulder and I will bite your hand, they're reflecting something back to us. And when you move away from the limited thinking of, oh, I'm the human, I'm in control, and it's all physical, and it's all psychological, and if we just talk about it long enough, and we just throw enough drugs at it, or we just ignore it, and just go out and keep working, and go through the pain, think we're going to change anything? I don't think so. That state of emotion is being reflected back at you, because there is a sensory language and it pulls through the air, it vibrates, and that language moves through the core essence of everything that you define as yourself. And just because you were born crooked is not an excuse for not listening, because inside is this huge, amazing environment thriving and teeming with life. And it doesn't care. It just wants you to wake up and use the potential, your potential of changing, not out there, but inside, and taking this emotional strength and transmuting it, changing it, and holding it in this amazing star shape, this form of radiant self. And whether you call it Buddhist conscious, Christ conscious, Krishna, I don't care. It's there. It's the prana. It's the soul. And when you see that, you know that the reflection of ugliness is the stuff that's within you, the magic spell, that gooby heavy stuff of self-denial, the fear, the guilt, and the reflection of the box, the control mechanism that says, hey, you need to constantly look outside of who you are. And forget what's inside, because that really doesn't count. Yeah, we have science. Yeah, we have empirical measurement. Yeah. So the soul really doesn't count. It doesn't exist. Pay attention out here. Buy into the lie and let us spread you thick with magical spells and words and control. If you shift even just one little second of stillness from your heart and look at the ugliness that you are playing into, and you change that. And instead of seeing ugliness, you see the goodness of that person. Because you can see the goodness of who you are. And instead of going up and pretending to be friends, be still. And allow that person's energy field. Allow the dog or the cat who is under a lot of stress because the artificial world they're asked to live in. Just be still. And give them permission to move into your space if it's a comfortable place. Not push, not say, hey man, I understand you. I'm sorry for what I did. Just be still. And think about honoring that piece of you, that piece of pain and fear that's been transposed on top of you. The magic spell, the birth trauma, the judgment. The making the emotional magical machine work for somebody else. Take that in and start controlling it. And you will start to see a shift. And it might not be a big shift, but you'll start to see things change. Start to fill up with this energetic transformation and think, what is it that I would like to come towards me today? Would I like this interaction that I might walk into tomorrow that I know is really stressful? How can I use the power of my pure essence of love to neutralize the fractious waves that ripple through my body and imprint in my water, my cells, and drive the hormonal connections in my brain and shake loose the emotions that I don't want to express? How do I change that energy field before I move into it? Well, we have that ability. Take a picture of the things that are disturbing and don't really push yourself into them. Pull that energy towards you. And again, if it goes into your mind and you hear the voices, you know what to do. Run your cords through your heart and neutralize it and use it to strengthen who you are. Get rid of the fear and just hold firm like a tree. And when you think you're afraid, discharge that fear either through your self-love or give it back to the earth. Because you are grounded all the time through a field of emotion that vibrates with her field. So you have nothing to fear. Just acknowledge who you are. Let your animal know that you're aware. And start talking in a normal voice. Not this, oh, you're such a cute little dog. Oh, I just love you. No. That's putting the dog in a constant state of stress. You see, when dogs meet each other out in the wild, let's say the African wild dog, they yip. Yip, 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 yip. Okay? They make this sound. Well, instinctively in a dog's history, in his memory, that high-pitched noise constantly keeps him, like, shaking. Where's the pack? I'm part of the pack, but what's the pack doing? So lower yourself. Lower your energy. Be still, like the cat. Be still. Use yourself. Manifest the image of who you want to be. Feel the environment you live in. And instead of looking at the negative harmonics outside the window, Take and use them as power and pull them in and reshape them. And maybe pretend there's rose bushes growing across your window to muffle the vibrations of the noise that's not really natural. You have the power to manifest what you need. Your animals do it every day. They manifest a world, an imaginary world, to keep themselves busy. They have imaginary runs in the park. They have friends, imaginary friends you'll never see. They talk to energy that lives in a different domain. And that's what it's like to be an animal. They're half here and half not. And they have the ability, when it's painful and it's close to the end of their time, they move out from the heart and the mind, and they move away from the pain of their body. And sometimes the only thing that keeps them in that frame of knowing that birth trauma, yes, birth trauma has added to the discomfort of your death. The only thing they're waiting for is for you to say, it's okay. There's no judgment. I will not push my guilt on you. I will love you. And you will remain in my heart. You will be love. And every picture and every sound and essence will reflect in who I am. And thank you for bringing me into a place of knowing how to be aware, how to express joy. Take a deep breath. And if that moment of letting go, of not being in judgment, not being in need of some external source of love, if that hits your heart, let it go. That's a wound. That's a wound moving through and saying, hey, do you realize how much love you put into that animal? And that animal has tried to return that love. But obviously the love that you're looking for still leaves a hole in your heart. So turn and look inside and fill up the heart. Take all that magic. Take all the memories from the twists and the pain. And instead of discharging it, saying, hey, look at me. I had a bad day. Sit down. Pull in. Use the power of who you are. And find the good. Find the lesson. Build on it. Because even in our weakest state, in that place of fear, there's a strength. There is an inner child dancing around saying, hey, I'm here. I'm waiting for you. I want to be loved. Can you love me? Can you love me? Can you love me for who I am? And if you can, there's a universe out here, and there's no limitations to who you are, what you can be, and how you can shape the world to fit the essence of who you are. Take a deep breath, empower yourself, and hold your animals with respect and love. And instead of saying, oh, I love you outwards, pull a picture of your pet, your animal, your plant. Pull that picture inwards into the heart and imprint it into the sparkling whirlpool of love and let it fill you up. And find a safe spot. And if you have to cry, cry. It's okay. That's the memory of your pain leaving through the water of your eyes. That's your gift. Let it go. The memory, make it positive. The pain, use it to strengthen your love. And the fear, well, once you've recognized that in the box is a game, really, you have the ability to discharge the spells that bind you there. What is there to fear? There's nothing to lose. Just the enjoyment of going through the day. Oh, well, I guess it's time. Just take a moment and say thank you. This is Patricia Cleveland, and you can reach me at esologicradio.com or direct email at bhpcleveland@gmail.com. And you can visit my website, which is thebalancedhorseproject.net. And in this moment, just laugh. And if you're afraid, laugh. Because I'm going to tell you what, after this show, I'm going to go out and I'm going to have a marvelous day. Take care of yourselves. Till next time. Bye for now.